Are you ready for what I believe is one of the most powerful, beautiful, loving, light-filled, amazing, dynamic, rich presences on the face of this earth? And that's what we're calling the Christ. And in just a minute, I want to really talk about what is this Christ that we're talking about? Who is this Christ that we're talking about? But just before that, I want to share with you, about an hour or so before this, I had prepared this class. About an hour or so before, I sat down and I just kind of took out those little notes that I had. And I thought I would just go over them, and I didn't. I sat down, and I just instantly went into this deep space, and then this deeper space, and then this deepest space. And I kind of hit not the bottom. You can never hit a bottom in a deep space, but in this deepest space, I found all of you, and I found the Christ, just all waiting for me. And so I sank down into this space, which is very much like an inner sanctum, very much like from a Jewish tradition, a holy of holies space, a sacred space, where the Christ that has invited us, was and is, and I feel us in that space right now. And this is a space of blessing. And so I just stayed there. I stayed there for like 45 minutes, barely able to move. And knowing that while my mind was blank, my mind didn't have a construct, a thought, a message anywhere, that I was with you in the most sacred of spaces. So I feel like in that space, each of us has done our preparation for this time. So as I'm talking, if you know me at all, you'll know that one of the things I say, and I say it pretty obnoxiously, I say it a lot, is that as you listen to me, please listen to me with one ear, but with your really, really good ear, listen to your own heart, listen to your own soul, listen to the Christ within. So here we are. Who is this Christ? What is a Christ? What is the Christ? Who are you as a Christ? And so those are the questions, or those are the versions of the singular questions that as you signed up for this, as your heart said, do this, because I want to open to this Christ. Your mind might be saying, well, what is this? So I want to dance around and in and through the question. We're all familiar, of course, with the historical Jesus, because that historical Jesus has been given the term, the Christ, the title, if you will, Jesus the Anointed One. And so that term, the Christ, it has taken over, and it really applies to anyone who's anointed, if you will, in a sense. And we tend to call the certain major historical Christ, we tend to call them avatars. And you might think of the movie Avatar, if you will, but these avatars, there's Jesus, of course, and there's Buddha, of course, and there's Krishna, of course, and there's Lao Tzu and Moses, and I could go on and on. My sense is that every tradition invites a Christ. Every tradition, whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and Native American traditions, and other indigenous peoples' traditions, and take all the cultures and traditions around the world, the hundreds and hundreds of them. Every time there's a group that somehow that invites from the depths of infinity, it invites a presence. It invites a particular light, a particular expression of divinity into a human form. And that presence, that human presence, brings with itself, himself, herself, brings a gift for that culture, or a gift for this humanity, or a gift for the human race, or a gift for the earth. And the gift is sometimes in the form of a message, like Jesus preached the message of love. Buddha preached the message of light. Lao Tzu preached the message of being. Krishna preached the message that in each of us there is divinity, that we are divinity expressed. And Moses, Abraham preached the message of faith, if you will. So sometimes it's in the form of a message. Other times it's just, or side by side with the message, it's in the form of a blessing. It's just like the divinity, infinity, grace, just wants to, at that particular moment in time, for the whole human race, for all of creation, for just a certain people, for whatever, for you, for me, just wants to bless us, just wants to give us a certain quality of light, a certain kind of empowerment, a certain burst of creativity, a certain opening of a doorway, a certain kind of new gift that allows a whole new creation. And so those can come just as light to each of us individually, but oftentimes they come through these beings, these Christs. And of course there are some famous ones, but you know, I feel like there are probably, for every famous Christ there is, there are probably thousands of either less famous or completely non-famous Christs. And I feel like, get ready for this, I feel like you are one of those Christs sent here, put into human form, to bring either a message or a gift or a blessing. To bring love, for example, to bring a kind of love that is healing to others, healing to yourself, that's nurturing, that's like a beautiful salve on a wound, or you're here to bring an empowerment to others, like to wake people up to their own deservingness and to their own authority to create X, Y, or Z in their life, to believe in themselves, if you will, or again, to let that very same gift move into you in whatever way is perfect and right and just perfect for you. So you are one of those Christs, and I deeply sense, not just believe, that the reason you're here in this moment, here with us, is that there's been this little magnet in you, probably from conception or birth on, this little magnet in you that's drawn you to find out who you are, as you perhaps walked through all the hurdles and the potholes of your life, as you've done your regular human living and obligations and face those challenges and overcome obstacles. As you've done all of that, probably something deep in you kept saying, that's not all there is. Something kept saying, there's more to you. And you maybe didn't know exactly what that was, but you kept saying yes, and you kept putting one foot in front of the other, moving sort of in your own Braille method way, where you feel your way along to find you. And I feel like right now, right in this moment, we're finding ourselves. I'm finding me. You're finding you. We're finding us. And we're doing it in the embrace of others who, like us, yes, are human beings and strong, full human beings, but are also more than traditional human beings, more than just human beings in the historical context of the term, that there's something more. And I feel like this Christ that we are, that we share, that you are, is here. And maybe finally at this point, saying to you something like, ah, it's time. It's time. It's time to be who you really are. It's time to wake up more fully too. Time to bathe and immerse yourself in. It's time to be massaged with and to come into the joyous embrace of this mystic Christ.